The success of flood insurance is so important to many inland and coastal states such as mine and in Louisiana, where the distinguished senator is from. Communities there continue to work to overcome damages caused by the greatest natural disaster in our nation's history, the effects of the Deepwater Horizon spill in 2010. And now, skyrocketing flood insurance premiums. Under the Homeowner Flood Insurance Affordability Act, the administration would be required to provide assurances to Congress that it is using sound mapping methods to make flood insurance rate determinations. A study by the National Academies of Science, produced in March of this year, has called into question some of the engineering practices the government uses to determine rates. Before allowing unaffordable flood insurance rates to devalue private property and harm local communities and economies, we should be absolutely sure the government's engineering practices and procedures are as sound as possible. It will be very difficult to rebuild communities or restore home equity once they are lost, so we had better get it right. Our bill does not create new programs to address rising premiums. It simply leaves in place some current practices so that we can make sure that the productive reforms we enacted last year will actually improve the credibility of the program among communities and homeowners. Our bill would not affect positive reforms related to expanding program participation or the phase-out of subsidized flood insurance premiums for vacation homes and homes that have a history of repeated flooding.